Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Tia Pugh Talks the Podcast. This is your girl, Tia Pugh. I'm a speaker, author, and I'm most known as the International Comeback Coach. Why? Because I teach women how to transform their life-altering setbacks into world-changing success stories. After over 5 years of homelessness and what seemed like never-ending toxic relationships, I am on a quest to help women discover their purpose so that they can turn them into profitable opportunities. To date, I have mentored over 500 women in the area of brokenness, toxic relationships, and online business. So whether it's homelessness, toxic relationships, or life-altering setbacks, or other tragedies, it doesn't matter what it is, I can coach you to soar far above and beyond. Listen, I appreciate all of those that have been hanging out with me on a regular, and if it's your first time here, then honey boo-boo, thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I definitely do appreciate you because I realize that you could be listening to anything in the world right now, but you came to hang out with your girl for a little while. So I appreciate that so very much. I hope and pray that your November is off the charts already. We are in day one, but I definitely hope that it's off the charts already. Get pumped up. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on in my world. So I recently went to St. Louis for my goddaughter's 5th birthday. What? It was the bomb. Do you hear me? The bomb. We had a blast. I got to spend some time with my bestie and see some family. I mean, because I consider her family, my family, because I've been, you know, her best friend since and forever. So I definitely had a really, really good time. I enjoyed my stay. But while I was there, I got terribly sick. Do you hear me? Like, for real, for real. Like, I was not ready. I was not ready. I was not ready. You know, I end up having like pneumonia, turn bronchitis, turn asthma, COPD aspirations. Like, it was bad. Do you hear me? It was really bad. It was really, really bad. But your girl is back. Can't keep a good woman down. Somebody better tell the enemy, you cannot keep a good woman down. Get back up off me, okay? So look, I'm back, I'm live, and I am in full effect. I am all the way better. Do you hear me? And we just finna get back on our track, about to get back to doing what we was doing, okay? Because your girl last month thought that she was about to leave up out of here a few times. Do you hear me? My chest, I couldn't breathe. I was bent over. I was needing to go to the emergency room so many times. But you know, me being hard-headed, I guess, and then me having medical experience, because that was my profession, you know, thinking, nah, I'm good, you know, this ain't gonna happen to me, or I'm good, I got this. But there were plenty of times when I really should have been leaving up out of my house and going to the emergency room. But thank God that I was able to make it through, and I am so much better, and I feel like I'm just got a new lease of life. Do you hear me? Because man, you have no idea how I felt. It was the worst I've ever felt in my whole entire life. So listen, I am really, really wanting to help women set up a podcast this month. So what I'm doing is I'm actually doing a pop-up podcast masterclass. It's called Podcast for Profit. So the class is actually $27 right now. It will be $67 when it goes on sale afterwards. But if you want to get in the live class, you can get in the live class right now for $27. In this class, we're going to talk about how to start a podcast, where to host your podcast for free, the top most profitable niches in podcasting. We're going to talk about how you should outline your podcast. We're going to talk about how you're going to get on major platforms like iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. We're going to talk about the equipment that you need, and we're going to talk about how to get sponsorships and make money with your podcast. So listen, you can get all that for $27. Like, if you, what is you doing? Oh no, baby, what is you doing? Okay, so if you are serious about being serious, you want to jump on in this thing, then definitely hit me up on Instagram, DM me at Tia Pugh Talks, and I can send you the link straight over, and you can register. Mind you, that this is going to increase. So If you want to get in this weekend before the price increases to the $67, you can get in for $27 right now, then definitely go ahead and hit me up on Instagram. Okay. Also, on the 1st of February, I'll be dropping an ebook compilation entitled Confessions of a Broken Heart. Lessons that you will be equipping you and women with wisdom to overcome breakup and toxic relationships. So if you're an aspiring author, life coach, entrepreneur, then I would love to have you join in on this project with me. It originally started with 15 women, but yeah, that was like gone in 2 seconds. That was gone in like 2 seconds. And I've actually opened up a few more spots, and even some of those are gone. So if you want to get on this thing, definitely email me info@tiapewtalks.com. can send that information over to you as well. You can jump on in that thing. So listen, this month I'm on my way to the beautiful island of Jamaica with a former client turned sister and friend. Okay, we are going to have an amazing time, and I know for a fact that if I have some peeps in the island, in the area that I'm going to be in, I definitely want to link up with you. I definitely want to see your beautiful and lovely face. I want to hug on you and love on you. So definitely hit your girl up and let me know. Okay. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pew Talks. Okay, so if you have been rocking with me for any amount of time, then you know exactly how we do it, baby. We get straight on into the topic. So we're talking about the power of a renewed mind. I'm going to provide you with 3 ways that you can renew your mind daily. So first and foremost, change your language. I can't sing. I'm so sorry that I hurt your ears like that. Please forgive me. So, Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." The start of renewing your mind is to renew your whole language, honey. The things that you think, the mouth will eventually speak. Let me say that again so it gets deep down in your shanana, okay? The things that you think, the mouth will eventually speak. You are literally fighting against yourself by speaking ill of yourself. You have to learn to think highly of yourself. Now, hold up, wait a minute. I'm not saying you need to go around here with your nose all high in the air as if you're better than anybody in this world, but you should have a sense of confidence, self-esteem, and ambition about yourself. I accredit the fact that I learned how to talk to myself and about myself to my great deal of success, because while I was homeless, living in a roach infested, bed bug infested hotel, there was nothing going on great around me. I was broken. I was broke. I was in a very unhealthy and toxic relationship. I had made some of the worst decisions a person could possibly make in my eyes. I had done some of the worst things, things that I had never ever thought that I would possibly do. I had lost every single thing but my mind. Come on, somebody, I'll shout right there. Don't take me back now. And listen, to be honest, there were days that I thought my mind was on the way out. Okay. The door of that beat up motel, I thought it was on the way out the door. Like, for real. There were days where I thought that I was going to lose my mind. And I didn't understand how I was going to keep going on. I really struggled with my mind. But there was something. And when I say something, I want to make sure that I'm very clear that something is the Holy Spirit. because the Holy Spirit is not just a thing or something, okay? Don't, it's the Holy Spirit, okay? So there was something, the Holy Spirit, that just would not let me believe that I was always going to be, you know, sleeping in this beat down, run down motel, you know, that had the flattest of flat mattress. I could feel every single wire in the mattress. The Holy Spirit just wouldn't let me believe that. Wouldn't let me, you know, really settle on that. And I always believed that there was more for me. I always believed that God had more for me. You know, I knew that I wasn't always going to be living like this in these circumstances and going through this predicament. Nope, not me. Of course not. Because it was really during that time when I really got into the knowledge of who God was and what it was that he wanted me to do in this earthly realm. And it's crazy that I had to go into such a low place and I had to go through such a struggle to really realize and understand what it was that God truly had for me, right? But it was in that place and in that space that I got to know him the most. And I credit the roughest time of my life to the best time of my life, because had I not gone through that, then I would have never known him like I know him now. I would have never known how to pray how I pray now. I would have never known how to, you know, break down the word and make it plain to other people to be able to understand. I would never know these things had I never went through that season in my life. So I had to literally go through that in order to walk out to be where I am today and to be able to be this beautiful, confident, you know, plus size woman at that, you know, because it ain't easy being a woman first and foremost, and then a black woman, and then a plus size woman. So like I got like 5 or 10, 15 different strikes against me, but you know, we working through it on a daily basis. We get in the mirror, we speak those affirmations over ourselves, we speak highly of ourselves, and you know, I pour into me all the time. I have to make sure that I do that, because if nobody else is going to do it, then you have to learn how to do it yourself, right? You do. You have to learn how to do it yourself sometimes. You know, during that time, I had really discovered God's heart and learned his promises for me. And I knew that just like Proverbs 23:7, I had to really begin to think those things and to place them inside of my heart. So every day I would tell myself, I am amazing. I am a powerhouse. I am successful. I am stable. I am. And I began to speak these things over my life on a daily basis. Yes, every single day of my life, I realized that nothing I saw or looked like really added up to where it was that I know God wanted to take me. But I knew that it was a part of the process, and I was willing to commit to the process to get what it was that God truly had for my life. And you know, your story may not look like my story, my story may not look like your story, but I know that God is taking you through a process, or has taken you through a process, and you're wondering, why the heck am I here and what the heck is going on and why would God put me in this place? But sometimes he puts us in some places, and he puts us in some certain situations and circumstances so that he can get our attention, so that we can hear from him, so we can seek him even more. And that's exactly what happened to me. That's exactly what happened to me, because I was not saved. I was not like fully blown out saved, you know, before I became homeless. But when I became homeless is when I really, really, really got to know who this person that everybody's talked about all my life is. Yes, I was baptized at an early age. Yes, I went to church off and on, but I was not like one of those, you know, PKs raised in church, always in church every single Sunday. You know, I got sprinkled, baptized, dipped in oil and slanged oil on. That wasn't my lifestyle as a kid. That wasn't my lifestyle growing up. So it really wasn't until like 21 that I discovered anything about God as far as the depths that I know him now. You know, I knew surface level stuff, because when you first start going to church and things, that's what you learn. You learn all kind of the surface level stuff, right? I didn't know anything outside of, okay, going to church and getting the word, then going home after that. Not like going home and then, you know, the next day, pick up your Bible, read your Bible, see what's going on up in that thing. No, I just knew what the preacher was saying, what the pastor was saying, or something like that. So as I began to get to know him, then I began to know exactly, what he thought of me. So that allowed me to change my language towards myself. That allowed me to think opposite of what everything that I was going through and everything that I was seeing. So you have to make sure that you really get to know exactly who God is, what he says about you, get in that word so you know for yourself, and nobody else can take it from you, because you know it because you literally read it yourself and you discovered it for yourself. And make sure that you begin to, you know, change your mouth and the way you speak about yourself and the things surrounding you on a daily basis, and watch God change things, sis. So on the last segment, I kind of like tiptoed on this segment's topic. Oh my gosh. But that's okay, because we still got to get more in depth. I just baby tapped on it, like my little toes barely touched it. Okay. So the second thing that I want to talk about as it pertains to how to renew your mind daily is to get in the word. Yes, you probably guessed it. You knew. I know you knew. Soak as much of it up as you possibly can. Okay. Psalms 119 verse 11 says, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you." Listen, the word that you have hidden in your heart will come back to you when you need it the most. The Holy Spirit works in a beautiful way that when you are at your lowest of lows, he knows what to whisper in your spirit. But if you don't have any word, come on somebody, if you don't have any word stored up, baby, then where he gonna pull from, huh? Where he gonna get it from? Okay, so make reading the word a part of your everyday routine. We're always on our phones, right? So I want to go ahead and encourage you to get the YouVerse Bible app. This is not sponsored, but they should be sponsoring me. Get the YouVerse Bible app on your phone. Just simply go to your Apple Store or your Google Play Store or your Pixel Store or whatever store it is that you get your apps from, baby. Go on over there and download the YouVerse Bible app. It will send you a daily scripture. But see, me, what I have to do with the life that I got and the way things be set up over here is I actually put the widget on my phone. So the widget is like you pulling a piece of the app out and putting it on your main screen. So that's what I do. I pull it out and I put it on my main screen. So they have a daily Bible verse that they pick. And, you know, it just automatically publishes on there, and you can read that Bible verse every day. So that's a way to get you some word in. You know, sometimes people feel like, oh, well, I don't have time to sit down and read the Bible for hours and hours and hours because it's so boring. Well, first of all, let me tell you one thing. The Bible is not boring. The Bible is not boring. It's very far from boring. I mean, it's a tale of heartbreak. It's a tale of romance. It's a comedy tale. There's so many different tales in there that are just amazing. Okay, just put it like that. I really don't have words for it, so we're gonna go with amazing right now. So it's not as boring as you think it is, and it's not as hard to understand as you think it is to understand. So in addition to all of that goodness, you know, you can go into the app and they have a wide selection of daily devotionals and more, where you can really get even more word permeated in your spirit. So, you know, whenever you're in the lowest of lows, then you can go in, the Holy Spirit can go in there and pull them out on you and whisper those in your spirit. So they have some devotions in there on love. They have some devotions in there on friendship. They have devotions in there on family, wifehood, you know, motherhood, all of that good stuff. I mean, there's so many different varieties of stuff on fear, courage. I mean, so many different things. Okay. So definitely get the app and check it out. And you know, the word, it gives you strength when you need it the most. Without the word, we would not have any sense of who God has called us to be, what it is that he wants us to do, what it is that he has given us power to do, and the power that we possess, or the great things that he has to say about us. Yeah, he has a lot of good stuff to say about us. You should check it out. I used to think that reading the Bible was so boring and that it was a task before I actually sat down and read the word. So now I read it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been missing out on this. I've been missing out on this all my life. Man, it's a bomb. So if you haven't read it, then you'll definitely have to read it to see exactly what I'm talking about and to see just how much of the bomb, baby, that it is. Now, there are a ton of translations. Got to touch on that. There are a ton of translations out there, and I don't get into all of them. You know, I'll tell you right now that I only read the New King James Version, the New Living Translation, and the Message Translation. All them other ones are a no. They get a strong no from me. You know, I have read a lot of the other ones, but these are the three that I'm really committed to, especially that Message. It really, really goes like super duper deep. But these are the translations that, you know, that set well in my spirit. I get jiggy with them for real. So make sure that you spend time in your word and that you get to know the character and the nature of God. And, you know, you can know exactly who it is that you say that you love and that you serve, and just, hey, let it rest in your spirit. Some days it may be a scripture that pops up on that app that, you know, it don't have nothing to do with me. Like, what? Huh? You know, but then there are times when I'm going through that and that scripture just comes back to my remembrance and I'm like, huh? When did I read that? You know? So when did I ever sit down and read? I don't know. I didn't read that, you know, but where does it come from? I had to have read. I had to have done something. The Holy Spirit is dropping it in my spirit from somewhere. So make sure that you get in that word, you soak that word up, you gobble it up, and you make it all of what you need it to be, because it literally is everything that we need. No lie. Go get it. Hey sis, listen, come on, bring it in. I want to tell you something. So I am hosting a pop-up podcast for profit masterclass. This podcast was initially $10 for the first 4 days when it came out, right? But for you, because you're listening right now and because you're going to slide in my DMs on Instagram or on Facebook and tell me that you heard this right here, I'm gonna give you access for $10. Yes, you can register now for $10. The class is November 5th. So make sure that you slide in my DMs. Let me know that you heard this right here and that you want to be a part of that podcast for profit masterclass. Okay, let me tell you what it is that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about where to host your podcast for free, the top most profitable podcast niches, how to outline your podcast, how to get on major platforms like iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and more. The simple, oh my gosh, very simple equipment that you need for podcasting, and how to get sponsors and make money podcasting. All that for $10. Yes, the replay is going to be $67. So if you jump on this and you act now, then you can register for $10. Slide in my DMs. I look forward to seeing you up in that thing. Okay. So the third thing that I want to talk about today is taking every negative thought captive on the front end. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Woo! Super high fire, right? So, what exactly does this look like? How the heck do you do this, right? So, this is a part of renewing your mind on a daily basis. And when I say taking, you know, these thoughts captive and making them bow down to the knowledge of God and what it is that God has truly said, is to literally pray and speak the word aloud. To pray and speak the word aloud is how you take captive negative thoughts, how you take captive these imaginations that try to exalt themselves above what it is that God may have told you or what it is that he has showed you. And this is something that you have to make sure that you do every day. So on the front end, I mean, is to take those thoughts captive at the very sight of them. So it doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. You know, you can be constantly replaying thoughts in your head, right? I know a lot of times I've been that person that have been actually replaying thoughts inside of my mind over and over again. And all those thoughts, they weren't always healthy. They weren't always the thoughts that I should have been thinking at that moment. So you have to learn to master your mind to the point where you can, boom, click right on in. Nope, I ain't gonna have that. I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna think that. I ain't gonna believe that. I bind that right now in the name of Jesus. And you could be saying all this in your mind. You could be saying all of this in your mind, but there is nothing like opening up your mouth and making it audible. So you can say these things in your mind. You can take captive thoughts in your mind wherever you are. I've seen a lot of cases where someone may have had sleep paralysis and they weren't able to speak. That means where there's like, it feels like you're woke, you're in between that stage of wokeness but sleep, and you can't really move. Like, you can hear things in the room happening but you can't move, or you feel like something is like weighing you down, or you feel like something is on you to the point where you can't get up. I've had people, you know, say that those are not, it's not necessarily sleep paralysis, which is what the doctor has named it, but it is a place of a spirituality. It's like you're in between two dimensions or something like that, and it's like you're kind of hanging in the balance there. And some people say, well, you know, I kind of felt like I was dying there. I felt like, you know, I wasn't coming back, or I wasn't waking up, or something of that nature. And they begin to think in their mind, because they couldn't speak, think in their mind, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Or even to just begin to think scriptures of, or to begin to speak those scriptures in your mind and through your mind, and they were able to wake up, or they were able to get up. So that's why I know for a fact that when you are saying these things in your mind, they are powerful. And again, back to the original thing that I was saying, the things that your mind thinks are the things that your mouth will eventually say. So if you are thinking these positive thoughts and you are saying these positive things in your mind, then when negative thoughts come, then you're more likely to trump those, because you have more positive thoughts than you do negative. And this is work. It is. And you're like, man, this is like a lot. But if you want to renew your mind daily, which is what's going to help you and sustain you and keep you, especially while you're in a trial, or you're in a situation, or you're in a valley area, or, you know, you're not feeling too good, these are the things that are going to keep you. These are the things that are going to sustain you. So if you do them while you're in a lowly place, Or if you do them while you're in a high place, then when you're in the in-between stage, then those thoughts will come back to you. Those scriptures will come back to you. You will know who to tap into. Come on, somebody. Oh, I must almost laid out. I almost made myself shout right there. You will know who to tap into during those moments, right? So you have to make sure that even if people are speaking negative things over you, because I've had people speak negative things over me, and I know that my words have power. I know the power of the tongue, because I've used the tongue to literally shape and reshape things and manifest. I've seen it time and time again. So I realize how powerful the tongue is. So even when other people say negative things about me and they're around me, sometimes I will rebuke them to their face. I'll say, I bind that in the name of Jesus. The devil is a lie. Or, you know, I'm in my mind and I'm like, I bind that right now in the name of Jesus. I send that back on back to the pits of hell in which it came from. So you have to be mindful of the different thoughts and things that happen and the things that come up and the words that are spoken over you. And some people think, well, you know, hey, they said I was stupid and they were just like kidding or they were just playing. But baby, those things take root. Those things take root. Do you hear me? They take root, and the enemy will use just one little bitty seed to tear you all the way down. So someone tells you that, hey girl, you stupid, you silly, you know, things like that, and you know, you end up failing a test. Oh baby, you better know the enemy gonna have fun with that one. You know, such and such did say I was stupid, so yeah, maybe, you know what, maybe I am stupid, maybe I'm not as smart as I really thought I was. You start doubting yourself. You start questioning yourself. No, baby. The devil's a lie in the name of Jesus. You are very smart. You are very intelligent. You have to begin to really take those words and cast them down, and whatever imaginations that the enemy is trying to put up in your head that are opposite of what it is that God has showed you and what God has told you, then take those things down right now. Take them into captivity. Bind them on up. Send them on back to the pits of hell. You have the power and you have the authority inside of you to fight your battles. Okay? A lot of people, it ain't my battle. Girl, it's not your battle to fight, but you got to show up. You got to show up. There are plenty of cases in the Bible. Gideon is one of them. He had an army, and his army was not as many people as he was going to fight at all. Not even almost. Like, it was like probably about triple the size, or maybe even more than that. I don't remember the exact numbers of the two different armies, but Gideon was told he was going to win a war, and all he had to do was show up. But if he would have allowed the enemy to get in his head and say, well, look, you only got about 3 men. How you gonna go fight 1,700 men? How's that gonna work? No. If he would have taken on that thought on the front end of what God, right after God told him what he told him, then he wouldn't have won the battle. He would not have won the battle. So sometimes you got to show up in order to win. So make sure that you are renewing your mind on a daily basis. Make sure that you are taking captive every single thought that tries to exalt itself above whatever it is that God has told you, whatever it is that God has showed you. Because you can rest assured, despite your situation, your circumstances, God has more for you. And even after that, God has even more for you. So there isn't a limit that God wants to put you or give you. You know, God wants to do great and mighty things through you and for you. So whatever the enemy is trying to tell you, if he's trying to tell you some opposite of that, it's a whole lie. I'm telling you right now, it's a whole heck of a lie. If the enemy is telling you that God always wants you to be in the place and space that you are right now, the enemy is telling you a whole lie, baby. It's a whole lie. There's more. Even when you get to the top of the top and you think you're the top of the top and you're as far as you can go, guess what? He still has more for you. So go ahead, get into it. Make sure that you are continuing to renew your mind on a daily basis. I love you so very much. And I'll be talking to you soon. come and get all the tea, all things pertaining to Tia Pew Talks brand, when a new podcast drops, when I'm hosting a new life class, when I'm hosting a new workshop, when I'm starting an Instagram series. You need a little bit of encouragement in between these podcasts, honey. When a new course drop, when I'm going live on Instagram, when a new masterclass is coming out, whatever, when I'm in your city, yes, when I'm hosting a VIP day, whatever the case may be. You want all that tea? Come and join the family. Visit www.tfutalks.com. That's www.tfutalks.com. And you can join the list and get all of this tea, okay? All right, I look forward to seeing you in the fam. Hey sis, hey, I'm your host, Tia Pew. Thanks for tuning in to Tia Pew Talks, the podcast. I really appreciate you listening. Honey, make sure that you come on over and follow your girl on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pew Talks. Again, if you are on the beautiful island of Jamaica, holla at your girl. Let me know, because I would love to see you, hug you, love on you, take a selfie, and all of that good stuff if you've been rocking with your girl for any amount of time, okay? Also, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform that you are listening to so that you can be one of the first to know when a new episode drops. Like it's hot, okay? Let me leave you with this. If you are not willing to do the work, then do not expect to reap the results. I will say it again so it can get deep down in your sha-na-na. If you are not willing to do the work, then do not expect to reap the results. I love you all so, so, so very much. I hope and pray that this podcast episode has inspired you, pushed you, challenged you, and brought some new insight into your man. All right? I love you so very much. I'll see you again very soon. Talk to you later. Peace.